And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. That's Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 2, and it is a follow-up to our Sunday message. Thank you for joining us, and welcome to our midweek message. This will be for March the 9th, following up, like I said, from our Sunday message in Deuteronomy chapter 8. That was verse 2 in Deuteronomy chapter 8. And Moses here relaying to the children of Israel before they would head into the promised land. They've been 40 years in the wilderness, and now this time Moses is not going to go with them. And so he gives them the second giving of the law, or a reminder to the laws and the commitments that they have before he will no longer be with them and Joshua would lead them into the land. And this part in Deuteronomy chapter 8, he is speaking to them that when you go there, God's going to bless you tremendously. You're going to multiply. Good things are going to happen. It is a land like no other land. But in order to know that you would be ready for that blessing, God has to do something with you. He has to prepare you. I just read to you verse 2. Listen to verse 3. And he humbled you and let you hunger. I always find that kind of different from what a lot of people think about God. He'll never put on you more than you can handle. He won't stress you out. He'll bless you. There is some truth to those statements, but here it says, and he humbled you. God deliberately humbled you and let you hunger. He allowed it to happen. Now, why would God do that? Well, he's saying, as you go through the whole chapter, he's saying in this chapter, God allowed some of these things, some of them your own choosing, the 40 years in the wilderness, right? That was their choice. God said, you can go in with Caleb and Joshua 40 years prior. You didn't want it, so we're going to wander for 40 years. But during that 40 years, I allowed you to hunger. I allowed you to be out there. I allowed you to wander. Not because I don't love you, but because after showing you the blessing, you didn't think you were ready to go in. You didn't think I'd be faithful to watch over you. You didn't think I would help you in battle. And so I had to reaffirm my goodness and my commitment to you in this wilderness wandering. So sometimes we look at that and say, yeah, those people of Israel, man, they should have listened. If they had listened to God, they wouldn't be suffering the way they did. But God took what the enemy intended for evil and turned it around and used it for good, because he wanted them to be successful. He wanted them to be able to inherit the land. He wanted them to be able to see his hand move on their behalf and defeat their enemies. And in order to give them that, he had to let them go through some lean times. I know I often complain when times are lean, or things are difficult, or things are harsh, or somebody even says a harsh comment to me about a message that I share, or time that I spent with them ministering to them, and they don't appreciate it fully. I just can't handle it, and I get offended, I think. I choose to be offended. Remember, being offended is always a choice. And then I lose my way for a while, hopefully just a few hours, sometimes a few days, to be honest with you, sometimes longer. When I forget that if God is allowing me to go through a dry spell, if he is allowing me to go through a financial dry spell or an emotional dry spell or an occupational dry spell, whatever it is, that he has good intentions for that. And that what he wants with me in that time is to be close to him. I wanted to keep reading you out of this. Verse 3. He humbled you, he let you hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. That might sound familiar to you. It's when Jesus, after having spent 40 days in the wilderness, nothing to eat, fasting in the wilderness, the enemy came to him and said, why don't you take that stone right there and turn it into bread? I know you can do it. And Jesus quoted this passage, the Father has brought me out here so that I would be prepared for the work he has for me to do. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Father. Jesus was quoting Deuteronomy 8 to the enemy who was tempting him to fuss, to complain, to cry out that God would end his suffering, end his desert wanderings. Jesus was intentional, led by the Spirit into that time, that preparation for ministry. And Jesus continued to see it that way. May we all continue to see those dry spells as opportunities for when God is preparing us for something that He's doing. He is good. He loves us. And if you find yourself in a dry spell, if you find yourself in a wilderness wandering experience, just lift it up to the Father. If it's your fault, lift that up to the Father. If it's somebody else did it to you, lift that up to the Father. But just take it a day at a time and learn to live by every word that comes from the mouth of your loving Heavenly Father. Hope you have a good day and a good midweek message. Thanks for joining me. Be blessed.